I used to think I was bad at dating. Turns out, I was just bad at communicating what I actually wanted without either over-explaining myself into oblivion or pretending I didn't care about anything at all.
The moon blinked awake just as Milo closed his eyes. "Big day tomorrow," it whispered softly. Milo smiled in the dark.
For 20 years, I was convinced my sister was the problem. She was unreliable, quick to get defensive, and seemed to have an aversion to taking responsibility for anything.
Squinting against the sun, I flipped down my visor as I navigated the sweeping, deserted road that hugged the coastline of the Gulf of Mexico. I kicked up the radio and rolled down the windows, endorphins from my workout still coursing through my blood.
You're sitting in your car outside his apartment, gripping your steering wheel like it's the last piece of driftwood in an emotional tsunami. You've rehearsed this conversation 14 times, and somehow it still doesn't feel right.